Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The business sector has voiced concerns as the federal government petitions the Fair Work Commission for an increase to the minimum wage. Labor wants a rise in line with inflation, but Andrew McKellar from the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry says it should be capped at 2%.
The fact that in the past 2 years its increases have been above inflation, the fact that productivity growth has been weak or negative in the past 12 months, we would say, that points to an increase in the minimum wage, which should be not more than 2%.
A man has died and another is injured after their boat capsized near Lake's Entrance in Victoria. Good Samaritans tried desperately to revive one man, but he was sadly pronounced dead at the scene. The other man is in hospital with minor injuries. At least three homes have been lost as a bushfire rages about 100 k's south of Perth. Parts of the shires of Varuna and Murray remain at emergency level. Hundreds of firefighters are on site battling challenging conditions. Aussies are losing millions to online cons, with Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp being major targets. Security company Zipperium found nearly 100,000 scam attempts on Meta's platforms in just 6 months, while the banks are demanding tech giants take responsibility for scams and step up protection. New research from Finder shows that 32% of Aussies are looking for a second job. That's 6.7 million people. Almost twice as many women than men say they need another income stream. In sport, Brisbane's Adam Reynolds could be back on the field this week after a knee injury, but there are doubts over Corey Oates' future at the club. Reynolds trained well today, raising hopes he'll lead the Broncos against the Cowboys on Friday, but Oates hasn't played since pre-season. Winger Jesse Arthurs says Corey could be a bench option.
You know, Oates is not going and, you know, he's been training with us the whole time. So I guess if, Kevin wants to, put him, there's always a spot for him.
And Penrith season takes a hit with Nathan Cleary out for a month with a hamstring injury.